News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Thanks for bearing with us as we read the WinterNet announcements earlier. That full list, including any updates that might have been added, are all posted at WKOK.com. On the news line with us now for a WKOK Sunrise interview is Billy Robel. He's pastor at Recovery Church Sunbury. That's a ministry of the Christ Wesleyan Church that operates out of Milton and Sunbury. Good morning, Billy. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my. I appreciate all you're doing. It sounds like you've been busy helping out a lot of people. I've been watching the videos of the services and the activities there, and it's safe to say hundreds of people have passed through the doors there for Recovery Church Sunbury. So a lot of folks who need to know already do know, but we want the whole town to know what's going on. So tell us about Recovery Church Sunbury. Tell us what that is.
Absolutely. So Recovery Church Sunbury was a vision that we had. I've been in sobriety for a little over 5 years now and had some time before that. And so just growing up, I knew in addiction it was so hard to do this without a strong faith. And so I had a vision years ago of really planting some type of a church service that would just reach out to those who struggled with addictions and alcoholism and the desire to connect with their faith again. And some of those folks were scared to walk into what we would call normal church. And so we just had this vision to start a service that would focus on those specifically who struggle with addictions. The music, the messages, the signs that they see when they come through, the verses that we put on the wall. And so it was really awesome. I got in touch with a gentleman down in Florida named Pastor Phil Dvorak, who's head of the Recovery Church movement. And so we felt, because our vision aligned, that we should join the greater movement. So there's really a number of these churches popping up all across the country, and their vision is to put a recovery church in every city in America. And so we had partnered with Pastor Phil and said, hey, let's do this, and let's do it in Sunbury. And Christ Wesleyan Church, obviously, backs everything that we do. Is I'm a pastor there, and they support us fully as a pastoral staff and a church. Just incredible how much they support us. Love the folks who come to Recovery Church. So we had planted and started the services back in August of this year. And right now, I mean, we started with about 20 or 25 folks, and we have anywhere from 60 to 80 people showing up every Friday night at 6:30 p.m. It's just been an incredible opportunity to see people desiring to connect with God again. And a lot of these folks had either been raised in the church in the past and maybe have been damaged, sadly. Some of our churches, we do sometimes hurt others. And so we always say, hurt people, hurt people. And just because you go to church doesn't mean you're perfect. And so what we're trying to do is really just focus in and helping people to understand that God loves them, God accepts them, God wants to clean them up. You know, God doesn't want us to stay that same person, especially needing to put a substance that's not meant to be in our body. And so we just encourage them to live out their faith, and to get faith and find a new identity. It's just been an incredible opportunity to see how God is working in people's lives. Our initial vision was to really connect with the people in the recovering community already who might already be attending support groups, etc. What we're finding at Recovery Church is a lot of people coming through the doors who are, you know, days or maybe just a week or two clean. They're struggling to find sobriety, and it's just incredible that they're not afraid to come in. They're not afraid to come to us. You know, in 2021, there were over 100,000 overdose deaths. And when you hear that number, it's staggering to think. In 2020, there was just about 80,000. So we had an increase of 20,000 deaths last year. And we really believe that not one more person has to die from addiction. And we just believe that connecting them to a support group, to a community of people, that's what the church is there for. We're a community to come alongside one another, to help carry each other's burdens, to encourage one another, spur each other on, and to especially connect with God and his purposes for our life. We find when you connect someone who struggles with addiction with a new purpose, you know, carrying that message of freedom to the still sick and suffering, that just is such a higher calling for people. And so many people who struggle with addiction have that empty, purposeless feeling, that, you know, restless irritability and discontented lifestyle that they've lived, and they're just yearning and desiring something so much greater. We're just so blessed that God has given us the opportunity in this fashion to do that. And
well,
to present.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Tell me just another sentence or two about your story. I have the feeling,
sure,
6 years ago you weren't thinking, you know, this, it's obvious where I'm at. I'm destined to be a pastor at Christ Wesleyan.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, my journey started when I was about 18 years old. With Pastor Arlie Davis. He was a mentor of mine for the last 20 years, really. And so I had stayed clean for about 9 years. I initially got clean when I was 17. I was in the juvenile treatment center, struggled with heroin when I was a young child, and, you know, just I was trying to kill the pain. And so I ended up staying clean for about 9 years and falling away. And it was in those 9 years, though, that I had really found a relationship with God. And I knew that, but I had chosen to walk away. I'd chosen to do my own thing because, you know, God wasn't working out the way I thought he should, and he normally doesn't. His ways aren't my ways. So I ended up going back into addiction, and my wife had met me sober, and my children, and she had seen a side of me that I never want ever to be seen again. And addiction just turns me into that worst version of myself. I always say that. It makes me the worst person. So self-centered and self-driven and self-focused, and I hurt others. And so when I had come back to 6 years ago, I had just come back to that. We always say that you have to hit rock bottom. And so I had just come back to this place of total emptiness. And my heart was so hard, and I know God wasn't there anymore. I mean, he was. I couldn't sense him in my life. And I just had an incredible moment up at Christ Wesleyan, actually. There was a concert there, and they have some great concerts up there. And I was at a concert, and I just remember that night surrendering my life back to Jesus. And from that moment on, it was just, I was committed to recovery and committed to fulfilling my purpose. And so I had went back to school. I initially had finished with an associate's degree. Went back to school, felt like that was something that I needed to finish and needed to complete. So I went back to school, got my bachelor's degree in pastoral ministry. And then last year, Pastor Brandon, Pastor Arlie had retired, and Pastor Vision to see this happen. And just what a church as a whole, Christ Wesleyan, we have the congregation that deal with addiction, but so does every church in our area. I mean, let's face it, that's where people are going who struggle with addiction. So to be able to answer that and not be able to push them off and say, hey, we don't know how to help you. I'm so grateful for a church that believes in this and stands by this, because that's really the gospel.
And
we really believe.
When you have a Friday night service, tell us, walk us through what happens. It's not a 12-step meeting by any stretch of the imagination. It's a worship service with music. Kind of walk us through what happens.
Sure. Yeah, so we start 6:30 every Friday. And so when you come in, you know, it's a cool atmosphere, we like to say. I mean, we had people come last week that were never there, and they're like, we did not expect this. And so we just create a very welcoming atmosphere. We have great people around. Most people attending our services are in recovery, so they know how important it is to welcome those coming through our door. And so you are loved from the first moment you step into our church. And we don't care how you come, what you look like, what you dress looks like. We just want you to come. You're welcome at our church. And so we believe that you feel that as soon as you walk through our doors. And then we sing some songs, some great worship songs that just speak to how God changes us, and, you know, gratitude and grateful for his work in our life. And so we sing a lot of great songs and have a great time. And then about halfway through our service, a special part of our service is a sharing time where we actually pass the microphone around for about 20 minutes. And just get to hear from people about how God is working in their life, you know. And really, we hear people talking about how they're struggling this week. They wanted to use this, you know, this week. They you know, maybe lost a job, or they're struggling at home. Or so people have just been very vulnerable and with each other and just being very honest. That's an incredible opportunity just to love on each other and pray for each other. And then I share usually a recovery-based message. We do partner with 12-step fellowship, so we use a lot of the recovery language at Recovery Church, not specific to any one group, but we do use recovery language, and then we also use biblical language and kind of match both together and to show how recovery principles really are biblical principles. And so that's a big difference with what we do as a church. And then the last Friday of every month, we have what we call Celebration Fridays, where we do a dinner beginning at 5:30. And then we have a special speaker that night, a testimony. And we just celebrate what God is doing, all the clean time. We do a clean time countdown on that Friday and just celebrate. We have people from 40 years of sobriety all the way down to one day. And so we celebrate what God is doing. So we're just incredibly blessed to be doing this work in Sunbury.
All right. Well, just a moment or two left. I'll turn the mic back around and let you describe the multilingual aspects of it, that all ages are welcome, all socioeconomic, I mean, rich or poor, I guess, for lack of a better mm-hmm. phrase. I mean, just the doors are wide open.
Yeah, we also offer, and this is we don't want folks to not be able to come to our services because they have kids. So we also offer kids care during the services. So if you have children that are, you know, not babies, we don't have anyone necessary to watch the little ones yet. We're still continuing to get people to serve in those areas of ministry. But if you do have children, please bring them. We really believe recovery happens as a family. And this is so important, and I'm glad you asked that question, Mark. So we invite wives, husbands, aunts, uncles. If you have somebody in your immediate life and family that struggles with an addiction, don't them just come by themselves. Come as a family. We really believe that when the family unit recovers together, it gives everybody a chance to recover. And so often you see the one person trying to get well while oftentimes the family's still sick. And so we really believe that God wants to bring restoration to the entire family. And so that's what we're trying to focus in on. At Recovery Church.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the full explanation. Check back in from time to time as the church grows and you do more things and have more activities. Pastor Billy Roble, Recovery Church Sunbury, it's a ministry of Christ Wesleyan Church. Thank you so much for checking in, and I know we'll talk again.
I really appreciate it, Mark. We do have a Facebook page, Recovery Church Sunbury, and they can also find us on the Recovery Church Movement website. We'd love to see some new folks there this Friday. You're all welcome. Thank you so much.
I was a little bit surprised when I looked it up how many recovery churches have developed, so it must be a really critical a remedy at the right time and a great service. So thank you so much, Pastor. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you. Have a great day, Mark.
All right, you too. That is Billy Roble, pastor of the Recovery Church Sunbury, a ministry of Christ Wesleyan Church in Milton and Sunbury. CWCLife/recovery is part of their website. You can just go to the normal Christ Wesleyan website, CWCLife. And, of course, they have, if you just Google Sunbury Recovery Church, you'll go right to their address, which individuals can check out on the web or on their Facebook page. They are at the Christ Wesleyan Church site on Walnut Street in Sunbury. So in the 200 block of Walnut Street, where most folks are familiar with Christ Wesleyan Church there now, that is where they operate on Friday night with their 6:30 p.m. service.